on, and welcome to another deep dive with us.
Yeah, welcome everybody.
Today we're tackling something that's
delicious.
Yeah, thought-provoking and, dare I say, delicious. Eat art.
Eat art.
And we're not just talking about food photography here.
No, yeah.
This is art that uses food as its medium.
Absolutely.
It really pushes boundaries and changes how we think about food, I think.
It really does. It challenges our perceptions of both food and art.
Exactly.
Like, what is art, and can food be art?
Yes.
Big questions.
Yeah. So get ready to explore the origins of eat art.
Yes.
We'll delve into some really interesting artists like Daniel Spoeri.
A pioneer.
Yes. And unpack some
controversies.
The controversies around it.
Yeah, because there are some.
Yeah.
It's not all, you know.
It's not all.
It's deliciousness.
Being a banana.
Exactly.
So when we think about eat art, I think the first person we need to talk about is Daniel Spoeri.
Absolutely. He's considered one of the originators of eat art.
And his background is really illuminating.
Fascinating.
Okay, so imagine this. You're a child, and you're fleeing World War II.
Oh, wow.
So food takes on a whole other meaning, I think.
Food is everything, like, in those kinds of situations.
Right. It's not just about taste.
Right.
It's about safety and instability.
Survival.
Yes. And maybe even survival.
Exactly.
So when Spoeri turned to food as art later on, it wasn't just a random choice.
It's loaded with meaning.
It really is.
Personal and cultural meaning.
And then you add in the fact that he also had a dance background. And it's like, oh, wow.
That changes things.
This is like next level.
Exactly. Because it brings in the body movement.
Yeah.
Audience interaction.
Which is very much a part of eat art.
Performance is a big part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that brings us to his snare pictures.
Yes.
A
very famous series.
They blew my mind when I first saw them.
Yeah.
So imagine this. You're having a dinner party.
Okay.
Plates are half empty. There are crumbs everywhere. And he would take that and freeze it in time.
Yeah. He would literally glue everything down.
Yes.
To the table.
Turn it sideways.
Exactly.
And that was art.
It's like a snapshot of a moment in time.
It's amazing with food. And so he was part of this movement called Nouveau Realism.
Yes.
And they were kind of like the rebels of the art world back then.
Absolutely. They were challenging the status quo.
So back then, art was all about museums and like highbrow concepts.
Yeah. Very exclusive.
Yes.
And they were like, let's shake things up.
Yes.
Let's bring art to the people.
Yes.
Let's use everyday materials.
Yes.
Things that people can relate to.
Yes. And they were like, art can be found in a trash can.
Exactly.
With a newspaper.
Or even on your plate.
Exactly.
They were really pushing boundaries.
Those snare pictures were really something.
Yeah, there was something else.
But then he took it a step further.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just looking at the food art, you could eat it.
The logical next step right now.
Right. And he was one of the people who helped organize the first eat art dinner.
In Milan.
In Milan.
With all these amazing artists.
Can you imagine being there?
Oh my gosh.
A room full of artists creating edible masterpieces.
It must have been incredible.
The pressure, though.
Oh, I know.
Like, your appetizer better be a Picasso.
Right.
But it makes you think, would you eat a work of art?
That's a tough one.
I don't know.
Because on the one hand, you don't want to destroy it.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's meant to be experienced.
Yeah.
It's like a whole other level of appreciating art.
Right. And it makes you really reconsider what art is for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is it about preserving something?
Right.
What is it about the experience?
Yeah. And here's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Eat art is not just a thing of the past.
No.
It's actually having a resurgence.
It's true.
It's making a comeback.
Which makes sense when you think about it.
Well, friend,
we're obsessed with food.
We have.
Food photography, celebrity chefs, cooking shows.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
It's true.
So it's only natural that art would reflect that.
But with eat art, there's always this other side.
Right.
The controversies.
Ah, yes, the controversies.
Because when you're playing with your food.
Literally.
Literally.
People get a little.
People have some thoughts.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest criticisms, and I think it's a valid one, is the issue of food waste.
Yes, that was a big one.
When people are struggling with hunger, is it okay to be using food as an art supply?
Right, because food is a necessity.
Yes.
It's not just a plaything.
Right, and it brings up those questions of privilege.
Exactly. Who gets to decide what's art?
Right, and who gets to eat?
Exactly. And what are we saying about food when we treat it this way?
It's true, because like calling something art is a very loaded statement.
It elevates it.
Yes.
It gives it a certain status.
Yes.
And when we do that with food.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
For the people who don't have it.
Right.
And it's not always as simple as like, oh, are we wasting food? It gets even more complicated when you think about the fact that eat art often involves people eating the art.
Yeah, it's interactive.
Right.
It's a performance.
You're engaging all your senses.
And you're asking people to participate.
Yes. And so that brings up the issue of like consent.
Informed consent.
Yes. Like you can't just assume that everybody wants to eat your art.
Exactly. Some people might have dietary restrictions.
Right.
Allergies.
Yes. Or even just different comfort levels.
Right. Like some people might be okay with getting messy.
Right.
Others, not so much.
Yeah. You don't want to like surprise someone with a spicy pepper.
Exactly.
When they're expecting, you know, a quiet gallery experience.
Right. It's about respecting people's boundaries.
Yes.
And making sure everyone's on the same page.
Yes. And then on top of all of this, you have all the technological advancements that are happening right now.
Oh, yeah. Technology is changing everything.
Right. So how does that impact eat art?
Well, I mean, imagine like virtual reality eat art experiences.
Ooh.
Where you can create and taste food that only exists digitally.
That's crazy.
Or like installations that respond to your every bite.
So interesting.
It really makes you question what's real.
Yeah. And is it less impactful if you're not eating real food?
That's a good question.
Or does it open up new possibilities?
Right. Like maybe it makes eat art more accessible.
Yes.
More sustainable.
So it's like this whole other world of ethical considerations.
It really is.
But regardless of where eat art goes from here,
yeah,
it's clear that it's really forcing us to think about our relationship with food.
Absolutely.
And how it intersects with art and technology and even ethics.
It's a fascinating and complex topic.
It really is. And it's something that's going to continue to evolve.
Definitely.
So I guess we'll just have to wait and see what the future holds for eat art.
I'm excited to find out.
Me too. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of eat art.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's been delicious.
It has.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep those taste buds tingling.